Hi, this is Dr. Parker Wilson. This is the topic of why don't you take insurance and how can I pay for therapy? I don't take insurance because doing business with modern insurance companies is simply ethically unsound at this point. The reason I believe that is because insurance companies are really motivated by saving as much money as possible on the services they provide so they can maximize their profit. They do this specifically in regards to mental health by refusing to pay for most diagnoses, refusing to pay for the treatment of most diagnoses, and also by putting unreasonable caps on the number of sessions that a client can have available to them for treatment. And moreover from this, though, they typically have breaches of confidentiality. It's really quite common. This is so because these are very large companies with a very large number of employees, most of whom are just kind of passing through. They have a high staff turnover rate. These people are not incredibly interested in the insurance industry, and so they're not very invested in protecting patient confidentiality. And breaches occur, whether that's two employees having an inappropriate conversation in public and it's overheard, or faxing records to the wrong phone number, sending hard copies of records to the wrong address, sending out inappropriate emails that are misaddressed or forwarded to all kinds of different people. I've actually had clients who have been damaged in this way. And so all of those things combined, it's simply not feasible to do business with these companies. It's also really not that out of reach, the cost of psychotherapy. It's really not all that expensive. The average therapy session lasts for about 20 weeks. The average course of treatment lasts for about 20 weeks, once a week. And with the intake session and 19 additional sessions of psychotherapy, that comes to around $1,800. It's really not that prohibitive for most of us. Most of us, for instance, have some credit available to us. We can borrow from friends or family. It's a really rather small loan. You can take a personal loan from a bank or a corporation. On my website, I have some links to those kinds of companies. And we usually have credit cards that we can use for stopgap measures when things get tight and economics tighten up briefly. And, you know, most of us have some savings that we can rely on. And I really can't think of a better way to spend savings than learning how to work with your mind, and learning how to improve the quality of your life for working with your mind, learning to work with your thoughts and emotions, especially those emotions like greed and wrath, anger, lust, gluttony, these kinds of things, addictive issues, our impulsiveness, our compulsions that get us in so much trouble and ruin so much of the experience of life for us. No one ever teaches us how to work with those things. We have no classes for those things. We have economics and literature and mathematics and science, but nothing about working with your mind. And so if you're encountering some difficulty and trouble at this point in your life, I can't think of a better thing to do, honestly, than get some training on how to work with your mind, from which all things come. Everything you've ever done and everything you've ever said started with your mind, with a thought and emotion, a judgment and opinion, a memory. All these things are mental phenomena. This is where everything begins. If you have no idea how to work with it, you're just kind of a rudderless ship out in the current and in the wind. And it's very difficult to create any happiness or meaning that way. So, it's not prohibitively expensive. And it doesn't involve the bureaucracies and leakage that usually goes along with insurance companies. So your confidentiality is strictly protected here, much more protected than it would be with a therapist who does business with insurance companies. And I think that just works a lot better. It protects my clients a lot better, and that's why I don't do it. So please do take advantage of the free consultation available to you, either via email or by phone. I talk with people all the time. I'm happy to talk with you about whatever's going on in your life. And we can come to a decision about whether psychotherapy is for you, whether you should become involved in it or not, whether it's worth it for you. And if it goes much longer than 2, 3, or 4 sessions, there are a lot of options available to you as to how to finance that. So I really do look forward to hearing from you, and I thank you so much for listening.